Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Happy 4th of July to those of you, I guess, that are in the United States. And I guess around the world as well. I mean, I don't know if anybody else celebrates it. I doubt it. But here over in the States, it is a pretty big thing. Now, I did tell you that I was going to turn around and give you a little bit of the backstory of what it was like when I was a little kid. And when I was a kid, I had one of the unforgettable life experiences as 4th of July. And I didn't know what it was. I really didn't. I didn't know what it was back then. Like now that I'm older. I was about 7 years old, give or take, I think. 7 years old. Seven, eight, I don't know. It was eons ago, apparently. And now I can't quite remember exactly the time frame. It's becoming more and more of a blur the more and more I get older. Now, this is an unforgettable experience on 4th of July. Here in the States, on the 4th of July, we have this ginormous celebration of shooting off a bunch of fireworks of our lovely independence from England back in 1776. And when you're a kid, you don't really have any idea what is the significance behind that and why it's special, and you just see these flashy big bomb things blowing up in the sky. And you're like, what is that? It's pretty colors. Ooh. Ooh. Now, what had happened at that time when I was a little kid was I was with my mom and my dad and some friends or family members. I can't quite remember who was all there. Here where I live, we have the fairgrounds. And at the fairgrounds, we have a racetrack. Back then, it still is pretty much the racetrack today. Back then, it was a huge, huge dirt track. And early 90s, I would say, early 90s, we used to have off-roading, you know, ATCs. It was almost before ATVs were ever created. I don't even think they existed back then. It was mostly ATCs, the trikes, the three-wheeler trikes. One wheel in the front and two in the back, for those of you that are kind of wondering. And all-terrain cycle, they used to call it. Very easy to flip if your foot falls off the peg and hits the ground, and then you tumble and roll and roll. And then you have the tire roll up your leg and eat your leg if you're not wearing pants and you're wearing shorts. It hurts. Not fun. Now, when I was a kid, we went to the fairgrounds for 4th of July, and they used to do this almost every year back then. And what had happened is we had a race, a dirt motocross race kind of thing. They had something called the suicide cars. It was so cool. Oh my God, it was so cool. So many people got injured with that, and you really feel bad. But what they did, though, was they would ride on the trike, and the guy would hang on with the trike, and he would get dragged all the way around the track, and he would be flipping in one way, flipping in the other way, and it was the most coolest thing. And then he would, like, pull. I mean, he was literally dragged. It was like an ATC kind of thing, but it was a motorcycle with a sidecar kind of. And he would get dragged behind the guy. It was two of them. And then he'd have to hurry up and quickly crawl back up on top of it to help keep the weight down while he was going around the turn. and they would just do these massive races and just throwing dirt everywhere. And I, you know, most of everybody on the stands and the bleacher stands on the track on the fairgrounds, because it was a pretty, you know, large size track, I think like a quarter mile and oval track. And every time they would come around the corner, the dirt bikes and the bikes would just be throwing dirt up on the crowd, just nonstop. Just everybody was getting showered with dirt clods, and they always watered the track and everything. My first time ever experience going to that, it was like we kind of came in a little late at the time because there was something going on at home, and we couldn't get to the fairgrounds in time, or my dad came off work kind of late that night or something like that. I can't quite remember what happened, but we were a little late getting to the races. We weren't there at the start, and I think we had gotten tickets, or somehow it wasn't like it was a planned thing to go. It was kind of like a last minute thing of like, hey, let's go, and then we went. So we weren't at the start of it, and I remember going there, and everybody was going up to the bleachers, and I'm like, loud, noisy, off-road motorcycles. I used to ride motorcycles when I was a kid, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but the whole dirt clods being thrown everywhere, and you're getting pelted when you walk up, because you have to walk up to the bottom, which is right there at the track to get on the bleacher stands. It's not like you walk in the back and then go up into the bleacher stand. No, you walk up to the front of the track, and you're right there where the K-rail is, and just on the other side of the fence is where the motorcycles are. So it's like live action up close. You know, I guess what they call that is your teeth get knocked out kind of thing or something. I can't quite remember. It's that's how you lose your teeth or something. I can't quite remember that reference to that. But anyhow, being a little kid, I duck behind the K-rail because the dirt is flying up in the air every time they go around. Dirt's flying. And I'm like, no, you just go. I'm going to stay right here. I'm all hiding down behind the K-rail, duck down like a little kid, like it's a war zone. It's like, oh my God, just go. I'll stay right here. I'm all hiding. Like, no. I don't want to be getting dirt in my face and my eyes. I already got hit a couple times in my eye, and it was like painful. And I think finally my dad's like, come on. And he grabbed me and he's like, come on, it's not going to be bad up there. Let's go. Okay. And, you know, I kind of had a little hissy fit about going. And then he's like, just trust me. Come on. You don't know what you're missing. Just come up here. There's dirt's not going to hit you up here. Okay. That's what he had to tell me. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me that to begin with? So turn around. We get up in the stands and everything. And we're watching the races going. It was the most fun, coolest thing. And then after, when the sidecars and the guys are getting dragged around and everything like that in the motocross, then they brought out the most coolest machines that I was infatuated by. I am not kidding. This machine truly was the best machine that I ever thought as a kid. Okay, let me describe this to you. You have a roll cage. You have a ginormous V8 motor sitting in front of the guy. Or was it behind? I can't quite remember if it was in the back or in the front. It might have been the back, maybe. Yeah, it was in the back. There's a V8 motor. And they call this car that was an off-road freaking death machine. I mean, it was called a sprint car. And this machine was one of the monster machines. It was the coolest machine that I always wanted to drive. I always wanted to race that machine because it's so powerful. It's so huge. And it's fast, very fast. And when those things came out, they had to push start them with the pickup trucks. It wasn't like, you know, they had an automatic motor starter or anything. They had to actually drive the... Back then, I guess the technology wasn't there or something. I don't know. Maybe it was least needed for a crank start with a battery or something. I don't know. But these sprint cars were being pushed out with pickup trucks. They would have like three or four pickup trucks, and they would, you know, push out these sprint cars out onto the track, and they had to get going, and then they would go around the track and go around the track. Once they got started, then they would just continuously go around the track while all the other guys got out there. They had about maybe 10 of them out there or something like that. It was the most insane type of racing I've ever seen. I was addicted into the racing scene on the dirt from that alone. They turn around and they push start these guys. They get them around the track and they're going and going and going. And finally, once all the guys are out in the track, then they give them the green light. And it's just, I mean, they're just idling around the track. And you can hear how loud it was, like, nothing, you know, just loud. And then all of a sudden, when that green light hit and the guy hit the green flag, it was on. And it was, the races were off. Talk about being dirt flown. That's when dirt got flown after that, because of how powerful and how strong those sprints were. And one of the guys, he had a flat tire. I guess they had, you know, not much room out there, but they were all racing together, and sometimes you can't really see, and dirt's being flown everywhere, and the guys kept, you know, cleaning their goggles. They had the little pull thing that would pull their mask goggles across, and then it would empty out the tape, so that way they can get the dirt off their face and they could see. And one of the guys collided with one of the other guys on his front left tire. Meanwhile, he continued to keep driving around the track with a flat tire, and he kept into it with the throttle, so he kept the front left tire off the ground, and it would just spin every so often because it was completely flat, and he finished the race that way on three wheels throughout the whole track. As soon as he started to dip down the front end, he started to lose control, and then he had to put back into it. This guy was a talented driver. I was like, wow, that's so cool. Anyhow, so after that whole race went down and everything they got done, they had like a couple other races behind that. In between the races was the fireworks show. In between the races, it was like the races weren't even done yet. It's like the races, you know, got halfway through the races and we were done with that. And then all of a sudden now we're having a fireworks show. And it was like, wow, this is cool. We're watching races and we're watching fireworks. There's two of best of both worlds here. Races of them going around the track and smashing each other and smashing into each other and trying to race each other. Oh, you know, more power, like Tim Allen and Home Improvement. Like, And yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun, especially with the fireworks. Oh, wow. Awesome. And right before they actually did the fireworks show, and it was after the, I think it was the last display of the fireworks they did the national anthem right there before the actual grand finale race started. And it was a great fireworks show. It went on for like an hour or so. And it was just so powerful with so many different explosions being up there right up front because it was right behind the fairgrounds. What an experience. Big time. Now, fast forward. I mean, yeah, okay. Before I fast forward, let me just say this. Many, many times after that, I had been other fireworks shows that we've had here in the high desert. No big deal. But what was really crazy was all the times that we had fireworks, but then the races stopped because then laws changed as time went on and no more riding in the high desert or anything like that. It's no big deal, but it was like, man, that sucks. And now things have changed. So no more riding, or at least, yeah, if they don't catch you, apparently. As time went on, I got a little older, and there was a time where it would have been 2004, one of my other best first-hand experience of fireworks I have ever got to experience. And I got to go down the hill to a town way, way out in Garden Grove. And at least I believe that was the town it was called. And what was really cool is my buddy called me up. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing this summer?" And I was out in high school in 2004. I was going to become a senior the following year. I was like, "Oh, I'm not really doing anything." "Hey, you want to come down for the summer?" "Sure." Well, at the time, he worked at Disneyland. So that was, like, cool. Because, you know, when you work at Disneyland, you get free tickets to go into Disneyland because you work there. You have so many times you get to go for free. Now, so he says, "Hey, we got some fireworks. Why don't you come down here and, you know, we'll have a good 4th of July." I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, just come down here for the summer and we'll hang out and do things and da da da." Okay. And so I got, you know, he showed up with his friend that drove, I guess that later that night or something like that. He drove, came up the hill, picked me up, and then I went back down with them for the the holiday of 4th of July. And the most crazy thing was, like, we got to do so many things that summer that I've ever experienced. It was like one of those, you know, summers of I guess doing things, of not worrying about bills, not worrying about this, not doing that, not doing that, just out having fun. Or at least the fun that we could find at the time. I do remember that there were a lot of pallets involved with that. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. Anyhow, they had basically built a whole mortar system where they had tubing and pipes and stuff, and they had their own setup of explosion stuff. And the buddy had his fire license or whatever they call that license to, you know, do stuff. And so he had everything all set up to do this fantastical display, and he would do that quite often. And they we kind of were in this cul-de-sac and everything, and we had everything set up, and we kind of were lighting off some here and there, here and there, here and there. And I'll never forget the lady up that lived upstairs on the second floor, she'd slide her door open. It wasn't even dark yet. And it was like every now and then we'd test the thing. Boom. And then you'd hear it. Thunk. And then boom! It was awesome. And that you'd hear that thing slide, slam open.
What are you doing? You try to stop blowing up everything. Why? Stop it!
She just couldn't handle it or something. I don't know. It drove her crazy. She's like, stop doing that! And it was funny that she would always yell out the window. You know, she kind of reminded me of one of them crazy cat ladies or something. Just start yelling at you. Don't do that! Not crazy cat lady. I was thinking The Simpsons. And she'd yell at us and like, laugh and snicker and everything. We're like, okay, we'll stop. And then turn around and do it again. And she'd get all mad. All mad. What's even more funny to this was the fact that because we were shooting off all these fireworks and having this grand montage, you know, it was just overwhelming. I mean, it astonishing fireworks display that everybody in the cul-de-sac all got their lawn chairs out to sit and watch the show that we were, that I was involved with and a part of, and it was the most coolest thing. Now, everybody was out there and we're lighting off fireworks left and right and everything, doing our thing. Well, the neighbors, like around the corner, decided that they wanted to do the same thing. So they got in a couple vehicles and they drove off somewhere and were gone for a while we were still shooting off fireworks and stuff. And they come back and, you know, turning around, and I guess at the time they might have been drinking too, which is never a good idea if you're really lighting off fireworks, because then you come up with ideas of things that you do and then you don't logically think through things. And what had happened was someone got the brilliant idea was, hey, this is fun, so let's take this box, stack this box up, let's put this box on top of this box, and then put that box on top of that box, and then we're going to light all of them. I don't know, maybe to think that it will help go higher? I don't know. That's not how it works. So they lit the boxes, the box exploded, and then the box fell over. And it wasn't just the one box, it was the other box. But then it starts shooting fireworks, not up, but out. And everybody at that point is like, oh my god! Because now it's, as soon as it shoot a firework off in one direction, it would spin the box around to another direction. So now it's shooting fireworks in every which direction. Going, pew, pew, pew. Meanwhile, everybody's like, oh my god! Running and ducking and jumping in the grass. Thankfully, nobody got hurt. I think one or two people might have got shot with a firework and it kind of hit their back and stuff. But then the good thing was that this firework that was being shot off in many directions, it wasn't the kind that exploded. It left one of those sparkling trails every time that it shot. So, which is really good. It wasn't like it shot and then went, it just would shoot. Well, maybe it did explode. I can't quite remember. All I remember is everybody was running in every which direction. We were just like, where is that coming from? It was nowhere near us. It was on the other side of the street, and it was shooting off, and the next thing you know, you'd see one fly by us. It's like, huh? What was that? And then you realize what was going on, and everybody's running, and it's a chaotic mess. It was the most funniest thing to be there and witness seeing this box do this and explode, and then everybody running and ducking for cover because the fireworks box is out of control, shooting in many, many different directions. And oh my god, just to see people's faces was like, you know, first everybody was looking up at the sky, like how beautiful the fireworks was that we were shooting off, until, you know, random firework is now shooting across your face, which is only like maybe not even a foot away from your face, and it, you see this sparkling trail go like, huh? And then everybody's eyes is now about like cat eyes and about 50 million big, like, oh my god, what was that? And everybody's eyes looking around, I swear to god that if anything, all of our eyes would be popping out of our head because of everybody's eyes were all, where's that coming from? It was the funniest thing ever to see. And people are running and jumping. One person jumped inside a trash can. He ran and jumped in a trash can and shut the lid. Oh my god, it was so funny. He jumped inside the trash can and the lid closes the... Nope. Closes the lid like, I'm not being a part of this. The other guy jumped in the back of somebody's truck. Other people are hitting the ground. Hit the deck! It was so comedy. It was so comedy. Everybody was scattering in many different directions. It was like, oh my god, it's war! Exploding in every direction. It was a war zone for sure. And it's one of those times that you're like, oh my god, okay, I'll never forget that. This is like, this is one of those stories that's going to go in the books. It's like divine intervention or something. It's like, yeah, there's a point where you can have so much fun, but you can't have too much fun. Because if you have too much fun, then people are going to get hurt. And it's like, okay, this is a warning. We're going to show you what's going to happen. Everybody's running. So, people were taking off and running in their houses. Fireworks is going every which direction. Oh my god. I'm sorry. Only if the scene that you could see this happening. And it, I mean, it's not like anybody, you know, it's not like we could go anywhere. We're in a cul-de-sac. It's not like you can run down the street and go, oh my god, and out. No, man. This damn thing's sitting on the ground spinning in 360 directions. Guess what? We're in a circle cul-de-sac. So it's shooting in every single direction. So there's nowhere to hide. And the song comes to mind. Nowhere to run to, babe. Nowhere to hide. My god. It was great. It was great. Only if you guys could have been there. And I wish I had a GoPro or a camera back then, but we didn't have that technology back then. But if we did, oh my god, would that been a sight to see? And we probably would have won $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos. Oh my god, we so would have won that. That was funny as hell. Oh man, great times, great times. That's one of those stories you'll never, ever, ever forget. And you can only hope to learn, yes, let's not stack fireworks boxes on top of other fireworks boxes. It's never a good idea. Yeah. Now it's like, it's a little bit different now. You know, you go and, for me being older now, and I go watch a, you know, nice fireworks display, it's like, I kind of start to get a little bit emotional. You know, not to go political or anything like that, but, you know, honestly, really, the fireworks show and everything like that today, you know, 1776 is when all this went down, and this is, you know, the birth of this country, and So now when they put on the fireworks show, it's like you see these explosions and all these little embers and going every which direction and every different type of color. And it seems like as time goes on, the fireworks shows get larger and bigger and bigger and larger and bigger and larger and bigger. And it's to the point now where it's like, I don't think as many fireworks that would be shot off in this country today could cover as many people that have actually served for this country and gave their lives for this country. And so every time I see these fireworks, that it starts all the way from 1776 to this modern time with everybody giving their lives and everybody serving for this country. So yeah, it's a little emotional, but that's me. So sorry, but I wish there was another way that never happened. I wish there was a different way that, you know, people wouldn't have to kill each other for things. It's like, come on, really? Come on, people, let's just get along. Can we just do that once? I mean, let's just all get along. If you do your thing, and you know, good for you. I'm glad, and I'll do my thing, and you know, we get along. That's a perfect world, I guess, or Garden of Eden, or whatever the hell you want to call it. It is what it is. But hey, other than that, I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July, those of you that are over in this country. And the others, you know, hopefully you get to see some fireworks and whatever type of celebration that you guys have on the other side of the world. But that's pretty much what I got for you. I mean, even though I was laughing most of the time, I'm sorry. It was quite funny to see. Until next time.
Interstellar frequency. End of transmission. Transmission. Stereo Stargazer.